Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome everyone to March's Angel Messages, Angel Readings. I'm sorry, we're a little dysfunctional here today. My name, as you can tell, Reverend Jamie Street is doing the hosting here tonight with my craziness. And I have along with me Nancy Sue Meyer, and hold on, guys. Bear with me here because I think I see Nanette, but I have to double-check her number. But in that, I will say that today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2015, and it is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And now I am looking up my number because I just want to make sure. I already unmuted one that wasn't Nanette. No, that is not her. Okay, sorry about that. That's why I was double-checking. So, on that note, Nancy Sue, while I catch my thoughts, would you like to introduce yourself so I can find some sanity here?
I would love to, Jamie.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Welcome, everyone. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer, and I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, an Angels Communication Master, and Angelic Life Coach through Angels Teach University with Reverend Elvia. I'm a crystal healing practitioner, it's a crazy day today. I'm a certified sound healer through Tom Kenyon, and you can reach me at angellady4444@yahoo.com. And with that, Jamie, I'm going to hand it back to you, honey.
Now you find your sanity. The energy is really crazy. My dog is getting hopped up. My son is in the other room. I told him, please be quiet for 1 hour so I can do the radio. So with that, my name is Reverend Jamie Street, and I too am an angelic life coach and angel communication master. And I am also trained and certified through Angels Teach University, who is our sponsor. Be sure to check them out at angelsteachuniversity.com. I'm also an energist, and I am dabbling in flower essences and homeopathy these days, which I absolutely love. I love all things energy and energy healing. So I'm really excited to be here tonight. And Nanette is going to be joining us in just one moment. I have to send her over the number. She's been on the road and just getting home and settled in. So with that, Nancy Sue, do you want to just go ahead and do the opening blessing for us, and I'll just bring Nanette on to introduce herself when we get done with our energies more centered and grounded?
I can do that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, I ask everyone to close their eyes and take 3 deep, refreshing breaths. As you breathe in the light and the love of the divine. And as you breathe out, I ask you to breathe out any stress, tension, or worries of the day that are no longer serving you at this moment. Feel all that stress, that tension, just simply floating out of your body. Feel your entire body relaxing and really notice how relaxed you are at this moment. Feel your entire body relax with the energies of ease and grace flowing through you, around you. You are surrounded in the love and the light of the divine. And I now ask everyone to reach for the hand of our beloved brother or sister to the right. And as all hands have finally closed together within our sacred circle, I ask that everyone take 3 more deep breaths in and out. And as you are breathing in, again, breathe in the love and the light of the divine. And as you breathe out, breathe that love and light of the divine onto all the beings within this universe, around this universe, all beings everywhere. The love and the light of the divine feels so fulfilling, so yummy, so delicious, so so beyond the words of our human language. Now return to your normal breathing and pass on your love and light through your right hand into the right hand of your brother or sister. And as we are all breathing in the love and the light of the divine into each other, and the ring of the divine love and light enfolds us. Give each other's hand a loving squeeze. Now bring your attention to the center of our sacred circle. And with your eyes still closed, I would like you to take a moment and become conscious of your own highest purpose for coming here today. Let one thought, phrase, word, or image that comes in through your angelic guidance or your higher self or spirit, and set that as your intention for during our Angel's Choice reading on this day at this moment. Let us unify ourselves in spirit as we begin to share very special readings this evening. And for me, my intention is to receive divine messages for all that call in, as well as on chat, and as well as those that will listen to the recording, as they will hear exactly what is meant for them. I also intend to send love, light, and healing to all from the divine for the highest good of each and every one. And as we bring forth the messages for those that ask and those that listen, may this message come through with peace and grace. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes and come back to this time and space, and we will get started. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And as promised, there is our Nanette. She made it.
I was unmuting everybody thinking it was you. Like, let me try. She's calling from a different phone.
Oh, welcome, so everyone.
Yes, would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
Yes, I would. Excuse my voice this evening. Had a little incident with the monkey, and my son decided to super glue my nose closed instead of the Band-Aid glue, unbeknownst to me, and it kind of, the inhalation of it, I guess, it took my voice away. So, you know, I'm turning it into a fun thing. And my voice is what it is. So if you do not understand any messages that I give, please ask, and we will sure, I'm sure that the girls will be able to understand what I'm saying. My name is Nanette Ellis. I am a Holy Fire Karuna Reiki Master. I am working towards my Crystal Master certification. However, I've been doing crystal work for many, many years. I just wanted to really learn the hows and whys, our bodies, and train with, you know, with the crystals and why they work. I know they work. I've seen the miracles they do. So it's really exciting. I am an angelic communication master with Reverend Elvia at Angels Teach, and also an angelic life coach, and finishing up my seminary work. And if anyone would like to get a hold of me, you can reach me at spiritualoasiscenter.com. I'm coming out of hiding, and I will start to be putting up information on a much more regular basis. So it's time. It's springtime. It's time to plant and get ready for all the new goodies that are coming our way. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, and I just, before we get started with the readings, I wanted to give everyone that, I can't even talk right, everyone a heads up. The, there has been, like, this crazy energy shift. I had felt it
And then I also saw, yeah, that one of my mentors had posted too that, you know, the energy just really did a flip-flop. So I just want to thank you all for bearing with us as we're trying to, not trying, we are getting grounded and centered here. So appreciate your patience and just wanted to give everyone's a heads up. How do I keep saying everyone's? Everyone a heads up as to if, you know, you have any sudden shifts or feel anything kind of crazy, you know, you're not as crazy as I sound right now. It is just the energy, and it truly is all good. It's just so, right now we're knee-deep in the middle of the two eclipses, and not only are we ourselves purging and cleansing and dealing with things that we need to release, but our animals are, you know, Mother Earth is, the sky, the sun, the planets. It, I mean, it is such, there's our confirmation. powerful, yeah, powerful, powerful cleansing going on right now. So, you know, hang in there. You're not alone. We're here. And as you can see, I personally am going through it with you, all truly as well. I'm just cracking up because I'm tongue-twisted more than anything. And do you ladies want to add anything before we get started? Anything the angels just want to throw out there for anyone? Or
I can also, this is Nanette, attest to, there is some crazy energy. It's awesome. I'm going to say it's awesome. But while we're shifting through it, it doesn't feel very fun. But what I'm hearing is that it's much needed, and it's almost like a cleansing. And it's going on with all of us, whether people are consciously aware of it or not. And it's crazy stuff, like tripping over a cord or, you know, just like we're all a little bit off balance. And it's all okay because it's all for our highest and best good as we shift into this. Because it's happening whether we like it or not.
Just go with it. Don't fight it. Yeah, and I would just say too, not to leave anyone hanging when we, you know, kind of giggle and say, oh, just go with it. But it really is about, you know, just taking in that moment to see what it is that's coming to surface and that's really wanting attention. And again, knowing that even if it may seem like something completely painful that you really don't feel like you can deal with, to just breathe through it, allow your emotions to flow. This is not a time to bury the emotions. Just let them flow. They'll pass, and they pass so much quicker if you just allow yourself to feel what you need to. And again, knowing that this stuff is only coming up because it really is just time for it to be released completely. So if you're going through the face of the storm right now, know that this is kind of like the last hurrah. That's why we're kind of getting hit so hard with it, because it is to just clean everything up associated with it, so it's over and done with. And Nancy, so do you have anything to add? And if not, that's okay too. I just didn't want to leave
you
out.
Know, I'm going to agree with you two ladies. It has been crazy, but if you just take a deep breath in and release, you will go through the flow of it. It makes it much easier. I mean, this, seriously, it has been so crazy. The words that come out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, my God, that's not what I said, but that's what's coming out. And I am going to give everybody kind of a heads up for our readings today. For me, I was guided not to use cards. I am to give a message to each and every caller or person on the chat line and those that are listening to the recording. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I've got butterflies big time, but I know that this is very important for all of us. So bear with me today, and I'm really excited. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Nancy, Sue, and Jamie. If I may step in, I can't believe it, because I'm not on the computer, and I had opened my window. I was also guided to look for signs as people ask their questions, and but I was guided to do a mix, to do what I see in my scenery out my window, but also you know, they'll let me know if I need to pick a card. That is just, Nancy Sue, that just blows me away.
I love it. I love it.
Wow.
And with that, if you girls are ready to get this party started, we will get to our first caller with the 414 area code. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Who are we speaking to?
Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm good. I had one of those. I was wondering what happened today at work, and I had one of those, like, talking to my boss, and she kept getting confused, making me confused and confused. I was like, oh, my God, I have to walk away. I have to walk away now.
Yes, yes. And we should clarify, there are times when you should just walk away and not, if you can feel those emotions, you might not always want to vocalize them.
Yes, I was like, oh no, I said, okay, I got it, which I didn't get it until I went to lunch, took an exhale, like, and I just breathed and I said, okay, I asked somebody else and I explained the situation and they said, no, you're right, and I said, okay, so I'm overthinking it and she just confused me more, so I just did a whoop eye and I was ready to go. After lunch, I was back at it.
I love it. I love it. And would you like a reading tonight?
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Would you like Angel's Choice, or do you have a specific question? Or
Angel's Choice is fine.
All right. I'm sorry, I didn't know what that they wanted me to go to.
This is Nanette, and I was just guided to get this party started. I'm hearing, Felicia. I am staring at a pine tree, and what is in my view are 7 pine cones, but they're still on the branch. They're not on the ground. And I believe with the pine cones, you know, once they fall to the ground, they open up and there are seeds and they can grow more trees. So you are in a period right before something amazing is going to burst forward in your life, because obviously the pine cones are on the tree. They haven't fallen yet to manifest into, you know, the seeds for a new tree, but they are, what am I saying? I'm hearing the word they're baking, you know, they're baking in the sun, we're all light, taking some sunlight. You need more sunlight. You need some more of the colors of the sun, even if it's 10 minutes a day. Like you said, you went out at lunchtime. I know this sounds a little jargled, but this is how the message is coming in, that, you know, the pine cones will be falling, the seeds will come out, and I don't know what you're doing for your profession. Is it your passion?
Yes. It's so far heading that way. I just moved to Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. The beginning of February. And I am looking. Yeah, I just can't wait. And then I'm working at a new state job, but then I put in like a move up higher at the same state job. Then I was going to put an application into juveniles, this other position in another county. That's what I love doing, working with juveniles as well. I love giving
back.
But
it's working with children, right?
Yes, juveniles are kids that's been in trouble.
Yeah, and that's, I think, these pine cones that are on the tree, because before you told me what you did, you said you were doing your passion, and I heard that you were working with children, and so that you're going to have such an immense, God, I hate when I have a sometimer's moment. You're going to have such a great influence on them. So, like, when they come down, you know, use, for instance, the pine cones as an example. they come into your yard, so to speak, and the seeds, you're going to be able to help them grow into beautiful human beings. They don't have to stay, quote, the juvenile. You can show them another way, and you will.
Mm-hmm.
And how powerful is that? Bless you for the job that you're doing. That's amazing.
Excuse me.
And I'm complete.
Good, because I am ready to chime in. I didn't mean like, oh, good, you're done. But I pulled from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck, and I pulled the self-employment card, and it says you're a born entrepreneur, and your business is surrounded by magical opportunities. But I love how it ties in with the next message, because this mermaid is like splashing out of the water, and she has this golden light all around her. And her wings are even golden. She has wings and they're golden. And she's shaking this bottle, and there's 7 drops that are now starting to fall from the bottle that, like, she's shaking out. And I'm seeing it as the pine cones, you know, once they drop to the ground, and it's almost like a seed you're sowing as well. So it's really a time of just, you know, I'm hearing fertility on – as far as your work is concerned. I don't know that it's necessarily, you know, going into work on your own. I wouldn't rule it out if that's something that interests you, but all in divine time. But it really is magical for you right now. And just be mindful with your intentions, and not in a foreboding way, but in a really a good way, because it really is a time that whatever you plant, it might not come to fruition immediately, but the seeds that you're sowing right now are so powerful that in time, you're going to harvest just magical opportunities, I keep hearing. And I am complete. Nancy Sue.
Well, I do have a message for Felicia. I'm hearing that this message has to do with direction, that direction. And you have been in this place of indecision about a path or another direction to take. And the question is not as difficult as you perceive it to be. You're being guided to ask yourself which direction will create the most peace in your life. One of these paths is going to lead you towards for your own good, and the other path is for the good of others. And it'll serve the greater good of all. And the direction that you take is a step closer to your divine purpose. And your heart really knows what direction that is. You want to remember, in that direction, you're going to seek your peace, your purpose, and the light for all who are involved. And I believe we already know what that is with children, because I feel children all around me, and I feel confusion with them, but then all of a sudden, as I said that, it's like they all saw the light. And Felicia, it's you. It's going to be you that is shining that light out for them to see, to understand, and to grow up to be those amazing human beings that they really already are, and they just don't know it. They don't understand it. They don't have people to support them coming through. So the decision that you are making, you're going to make it with ease and grace, and there is going to be so much peace once that final little piece of puzzle is put together. And I see you shining, and I see these children. And when I say children, I am looking at a multitude of them. And so God bless you, Felicia. I am just amazed at what you're doing right now and what you are going to be doing. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful night.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Excuse me. I'm cracking up because
my throat too. It's it's a tickle on me. All right, and next we are going to go to area code 917. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you for taking my call, ladies. This is Ellen.
Well, hello, Ellen. I thought that was you. How are you, darling?
Just fine. I'm so glad I'm able to talk to you folks tonight.
Yeah, we missed you.
Yes, welcome.
Oh, I miss you folks.
That's good. That's good. Well, did you have a specific question for tonight, or do you want an angel's choice? Or
angel's choice, please.
All right. Okay. Sorry, they're having me switch decks, Ellen.
Oh, my goodness. I just love it. If I may step up here, ladies.
Absolutely.
I don't know how long my voice is going to keep going. Okay, I'm getting pulled in two different directions. Number one is the particular trees that I am looking at right now are sparse with the pine needles, okay? And that, what I'm hearing is your past, all right? And then I'm seeing over to my right this abundant pine cone. Not pine cone, but pine tree, you know, with lots of needles on it. So, what, you know, being on the right side, it's your future. And I did pull a card, and it is from the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins deck. And I am sitting here cracking up because it's called Pay Attention. And it says, notice repetitious signs in your inner guidance, as this can yield you valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding a little baby dolphin in her hand, and a couple of other dolphins are playing at her feet. It's like she had risen up and came down. And Ellen, I've got to tell you, this is the same card that I pulled for you the other day.
Oh,
yeah.
So this time I'm writing it down.
Yeah, if it's okay with you, I will Facebook it to you, or whatever you call it, you know, snap, whatever you do. Because it's, you know, it's where it was the gold in the hand and those little subtle signs. They're really emphasizing that you need to look at the signs. The angels are giving you so many of them. You need to pay it. They're making my finger like an old-time school teacher. You know, I'm just like shaking my finger at you. You need to pay attention now, you know. You got to be aware when you're driving in your car or when you're taking a walk or when you're doing the dishes. We're giving you signs everywhere, and they are going to help you put things together on your road to where you're headed in life, to your passion. Now, we need you to pay attention. Don't just ignore us. We're here to help you, because that is, you know, that says it all for me.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope I'm not ignoring them, and I have figured out I'm getting a couple of signs. I'm not quite sure what they mean, but I am getting some signs. But
yay.
Thank you so much.
That's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
You sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Helen, I am hearing that right at this moment, you are asked to become bold. Bold with your visions and bold with your deeds. And whatever it is that you've been tolerating lately will not last much longer. And you need to take a stand and become this bold Helen to make that next piece of your destiny fall into place. So with that, you've got mm-hmm. your kindness, your loving, your caring. That is all a part of your journey into this boldness. And it's not about becoming a bully, which we all know that, but it's a dominant force that for the greater good of not only you, but everyone concerned. So if you become bold, take that stand, be in your rightful place. And these messages that are coming into you, I'm hearing that they are messages that will help you step out in acceptance of who you are with this bold new Helen. And you're going to be clear about this. You're going to be fair about this, but you are going to be bold, Helen. So if you are getting messages or you think they're messages but you don't quite get it, boldly ask for clarity, and they will help you through this. You have so many guides and angels that are—it's almost like there's messages that are showering down on you like raindrops. So, honey, go forth and become that bold Helen that has something to do and someplace to go with her. And with that, Jamie, I am complete.
Wonderful. And I just
thank
have to
you so much.
I am so just kind of giving more clarity and confirming. I pulled two cards for you from the Spirit Messages deck, and the first one is hope. And it said all the words aren't important, but it says your loved ones in the spirit world know when to reach out if they see you're at a low point. And the low point, they're saying, scratch off of that. I was just reading the whole sentence. But just that reminder that you are receiving the signs and messages. And it actually worked out perfect that Nancy Sue went second this time, because you guys know if Tim comes in, usually something's going down. And Tim came in the office, and he's pointing at the window, and I'm like, what, what? So I put the phone on mute, and I had to crack up because he's in here because there's a raccoon in the tree out in the woods. And you almost wouldn't see it unless you were really looking for it, like from my end. So once he pointed out to me where it was, I just put my glasses on because I can't see far away. And I could see it as clear as day. So I think, you know, that just made me giggle because I feel like that's kind of what, you know, as far as with what Nanette was saying, we're like, yes, you know, you do look for signs and messages. Sometimes they're right in front of our face, but they can get overlooked so easy. And then to tie on and confirmation on what Nancy Sue was saying, I actually had two cards pull for you, and I could have swore it was only one. But the second one is Inspire Passion, and it really is just about that coming out and coming of a new. It's a beautiful Native man, and from his chest are just all these flames coming out, and it's all different kinds of flames. It's so much wisdom to them. And that's all that is coming through for me. So more just confirmation, but like I say, I had to giggle. So maybe look up what a raccoon means, because we have them here, but it just popped up to say hi during your reading. So
thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate the reading. It sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You are so welcome. And have a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And do you mind if I just stay on to listen to the rest of the show, please?
Absolutely.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Here I go. They switched up our dashboard back here. I mean, it's the same, but the buttons look a little different. So it's thrown off my fifth line does not like change. I have change going on back here in this energy. All right, ladies, so with that, we're going to go to area code 206. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
This is Catherine. First time I've listened to your show.
Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Would you like an Angel's Choice reading tonight, or do you have a specific question?
Sure. I don't know the difference, so that sounds great.
Okay, yeah. And just to clarify, angel's choice is just pretty much what the angels bring forth for us to share with you, that they feel you, the message you need to hear most right now.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Now they're having me go to a Thursday.
This is Nanette, and they're guiding me to ask a further question. Are you working in your passion right now?
Well, that's what I'm trying to change right now, as I'm trying to get closer to that.
Bingo. Okay, what is your passion?
Well, I do event planning, but I'm just trying to get into more creative venues for that. And it's not, you know, not meeting planning or conference planning, but, you know, more into the arts.
Okay. So kind of brand yourself and put the events together.
Yeah, festivals, you know, art shows.
Okay, they were just asking to be more clear, so thank you for that.
All right, well, while you ladies get your messages together, if you don't mind, I have a card. And I was guided to go to the Ascendant Masters deck for you to see who you can call in to help you get clarity on, at the time, what I didn't know, but now we know, to call in for the, you know, helping you not just, you know, get by, but thrive in doing what it is that really is your passion. And I love it. I pulled the Energy Healing card, and it's the Ascendant Master Merlin. And when I was guided to go to the book to see just what it had about Merlin, it says, "No one knows for certain whether Merlin actually lived as a mortal man or not. What is agreed upon is that Merlin is the quintessential, I always think of words I stumble on, quintessential, magician and sage wizard archetype. He's associated with King Arthur's Camelot, Avalon, and Glastonbury. He's also considered to be an aspect of Hermes, the teacher of esoteric wisdom. Merlin is a powerful ascendant master who helps spiritual teachers and healers focus their energies in beneficial ways. So after all my fumbling, because I would get the words on my tongue twister night, I'm hearing call in the magic of Merlin, because, you know, when we do set about the go forth with our passion, it really is a magical time. So many of us are conditioned to, you know, you get a job that society thinks, you know, or that's right in society's eyes. You know, you have to do this or you have to do that. And to do this doesn't sound quite right. Or you're crazy. Why would you want to branch off in this area when the money's in that area? But, you know, the beauty of the magic of living your passion is when you get in that flow of giving and receiving, and you're giving something that you love that is your passion, when you receive, it opens up to not just, you know, like the minimum. Because when your heart is full and grateful, you receive so much more. So the monetary exchange for your services will be greater. So just really call in, Merlin, and, you know, just simply just say, you know, Merlin, I'm just calling in your energy, calling in, or, you know, Magic Merlin, however you want to call them, you know, I'm calling in your energy to, you know, assist me in getting this started and really, you know, finding just what it is I need to know to go about pursuing my passion. And the card itself, though, is just awesome. I love it. I think it's my favorite one. I've actually never pulled it before. But he's just the wise sage, the wise wizard, and he's got his hands over his head. And it's the moon, but the moon is in the center, but yet there's this gold coming out of it that makes it almost look like the sun. And it's like that, just that transformation and transformative time for you. So keep pursuing what you're doing. And even though it doesn't seem clear right now, or like the answers might not be right there, just how to do it, know that they will come. And it really is. It's just a magical time. So just, you know, stay the course with it and know all will be revealed in divine time, and it will be, you know, for your greatest and highest good. And I am complete.
This is Nancy Sue Catherine. And the message that came forth from you is there is a vastness of your purpose and the energies of the universe that are before you right now. And this mastery, this mystery, this mystical mystery, you're feeling, and you're going to feel even more, an expansion. And at each level of this expansion, I'm hearing that these mystical energies are going deeper and deeper. And the vibrations of your energy and of all creation. So if all of this is going on with you, you need to remember to keep your thoughts cleansed, keep your body and your space cleansed from energies. Ground yourself, center yourself, be at peace with yourself. And the more you begin to understand what's going on for you, it's going to become clear for you. So the guidance that I'm hearing is remain in each present moment. And you need to really stay in contact with your own self, Catherine. You are being challenged to recognize yourself as this master creator of your moment, every moment to come, whether it is now, in the future. So take that responsibility and put out this energy of yours, this magic of yours, and move through your world that you are creating. There is such a mystical, magical truth for you, and you need to believe this and keep yourself in that position so as everything is unfolding before you with this awesome, magical, divine inspiration, it will come more with divine ease, divine grace, and divine time. And I am seeing big, flashy neon signs right in front of me. Mystical, magical creator. And that is who you are, Catherine. Step up the plate and be who you are meant to be. Follow that passion of yours that deep down inside that just wants, that waiting to bloom. And with that, I am complete.
Nanette, did you have any more to add to it, or were you complete with that?
I will layer on it, and it's just like a side note. I pulled the goddess of the shadows from the angels, gods and goddesses deck, and the words say, what you perceive to be your dark side holds a hidden treasure. But more than the words, it's what's in the picture. She doesn't have a mouth. And her arms are behind her back. And there is a snake or two, which to me is transformation. Shedding the old and coming out with the new. So if you hold back, I mean, you got to make a lot of contacts. So you've got to use your voice. You've got to be on the phone or the internet or whatever the case may be, and also with your arms. So what I'm seeing in this card, you know what your passion is, but you might have a little doubt in your mind or in your heart, and pray to the angels or to whomever is right for you. For the creative source to allow this, because this should be easy. This should be a cakewalk. And maybe it is looking a little bit on your dark side. And the dark side, we have both sides. So with this event planning, the dark side would be, oh, I can't do it. I'm not good enough. Oh, my goodness. What do I say? How do I open up the doors? How do I get my feet in? Take a look at all that and let go of it. because if this is what you're meant to do and this is your passion, if you ask the angels and if you ask spirit, they will help you and guide you all along the way. You've got it. You've got it. You just need to believe. And I'm seeing those red slippers from the Wizard of Oz. Click them 3 times, you know, and you'll be where you need to be. It's just total trust. And I am complete.
All right. And hopefully, Catherine, that'll help get you on the way to, you know, really honing in with your passion there and just thriving with it.
Catherine, has that been helpful at all for you?
Well, I think we lost her.
I feel like there's a tidbit that she still needed.
Hold on. There we are. Are you there, Catherine? I'm so sorry. It had her muted. Catherine, are you there? No, it's still.
Okay. Blessings to you, Catherine.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I don't. It shows her, but can't hear. Alrighty.
That weird energy that we're going through.
I'm telling you, nuts. All right, now I'm going to see. I'm not sure the user's name, but it might be Lily. It says Silly Lily 1, I believe, calling in from Skype. Hello, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, would you like a reading tonight?
Yes.
Okay, and who are we? Is this Lily or?
It is Lily.
All right, I wasn't sure. All right, and did you have a specific question on, or do you want Angel's Choice, or?
Just, I'm kind of looking for information related to my career.
It's a hot topic tonight.
It's all around me. Lily, may I ask, what is your passion in life?
Well, I'm an educator, so if I had to identify a passion, it would be equity in education.
Do you like to work with children or adults?
I have worked with children. Currently, I'm working with adults regarding child care.
Mm-hmm. Which brings you more joy?
Probably working with adults. I feel like it has greater impact on children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm having to go to my 4th different deck tonight. I was wondering why I kept pulling all these decks off the shelf. They're like, take this one, take that one. And I was like, geez, all right. And usually I have one, maybe two.
Lily, this is Nancy Sue, and I have a message for you.
Okay.
And it's got to do with holding your vision. Hold your vision with a keen eye. I'm hearing that you need to peer into your future. Find that excitement in the sense of design and creation that you yourself are creating before you. And I'm seeing a piece of white paper. And I'm hearing for you to write all those glimpses that are appearing to you as they show themselves in fragments and in your dreams, your hopes, the aspects of your future. Move past that place of trying and hoping and see it within your vision. Create it with your vision with such a clarity that this becomes your reality, Lily.
Okay.
Move from those feelings of hope. That when you have hope, I'm hearing that there's a speck of uncertainty in there.
Right.
You are being guided to move forward with such an expectation and certainty that all possibilities that you see and hold in this vision will come true for you. So, I mean, I'm hearing that with your level of clarity, focus, and vision, you will manifest your passion of working with adults that will work with children.
Okay.
And this is very, very important for you, Lily. You've got it already. Go for it. They
okay.
are cheering you on and guiding you along the way. Make it happen, hon.
Okay.
And with that,
thank
I have complete.
Thank you.
I love it. And I'm just going to layer right on top. I'm hearing myself echoing. I pulled the Get Within card from the Guardian Angel Tarot card, and I just have to giggle because it says you're a very intuitive person, and there are many wonderful insights that lie waiting inside you. Take time to be quiet and reflect upon the desires of your heart through meditation or prayer. There's no need to take action right now. Be patient with yourself. But in that, I had to giggle because it is about, you know, going within and seeing, just, you know, finding that vision and holding it. And I had to giggle even more because, excuse me, the angel on the card, you can tell she's very scholarly, and she's holding a book in one hand that's open, but yet in the other hand, she's holding a blank scroll, which is like that canvas for you to draw that vision on and to write that vision on, and, you know, all the aspects of just how you want it to be. And don't, when you do this, I'm hearing just a gentle reminder, don't let, you know, as we call it, the ego get in the way and say, oh, that's too big. You can't possibly do that. Yeah, it
right.
would be nice, but, you know, how are you, you know, how am I going to do this? I'm just me. You know, so just kick all that out and absolutely just confirm what Nancy Suis said. You know, I'm hearing reach for the stars, reach beyond the stars, and don't be afraid. You put that down exactly how you want it to be because that's exactly how you'll get it. And just, you know, again, moving beyond that hoping and moving into that state of trust. And part of what can make, you know, what I feel the key in the core to trust is to trusting so much that you trust yourself and the outcome that you surrender it over. You know, be it to
right.
God or whoever your higher power is, or, you know, it
right.
makes no difference, but just surrendering and knowing that I have put this out, like, this is how I want it, and it's exactly how I want it, but yet, in that surrendering, it's over to manifest, and knowing that, if anything, it'll only be greater. You know, I'm sorry, my dog is dreaming, and she's like over here, I'm getting my confirmation sound. So, yes, absolutely. Just, you know, don't cut and don't sell yourself short because you absolutely can have it all and you can be it all. There's no reason you can't be. And know that you deserve, most importantly, that you deserve it all.
There,
you know,
it really does resonate. I recently applied for a coordinator position at a local college, and I'm kind of like psyching myself out not to get it. So I'm like, okay, it's not the end of the world if you don't, and it's okay. And I meet the qualifications. It's just, it is a big position. And so instead of kind of psyching myself out to get it, I've been letting myself down easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm laughing because I have done that myself. It's like, I can't possibly do this. I mean, yeah, I am qualified, but I can't. And, I saw a quote the other day, and it really hit home with me. And at first, in my free time, I am one. Like, I can get annoyed when people are like, oh, I might not have it all, but I got this, and I'm thankful. And I'm thinking, darn it, but you can have it all. But then I saw this quote that said, you know, it's scarier. It was something along the lines of, like, you know, having everything you dream for or getting what it is that you dream for is scarier than not getting it because then you have everything to lose.
Right.
And I thought,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And that one hit home for me too. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's true. Because if I get what I want and what I dream for, what if it's gone? But, you know, we have to just trust and know that if we get it, it's for a reason.
because we can handle it and we can have it. Yeah, so just, you know, staying on when the ego comes in or they, you know, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know, letting yourself down, gently thoughts come in, know that if you get it, it's because you can handle it. And if, God forbid, you know, you got it and it ended, it's knowing that because it really wasn't meant to be, so... You, and I don't foresee you being, you know, let down from it, but this is just a worst-case scenario for folks such as myself that do worst-case scenarios. You know, it just all it is in that is that you're still getting what you needed at the time from that for the bigger and the better. So, you know, if it were the, you know, you got it and you lost it, you really didn't lose. You're still gaining a wealth of knowledge. Now, again, I don't foresee that or feel that, but that's just, you know, for your ego, you know, that if it wants to creep up, to say, well, you know what, but I'm getting what I need from it. So, but yeah, I am complete on that. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm here, there, and everywhere.
That's what I feel. I feel like I've been here and I've gotten what I need and I'm kind of outgrowing it, but I'm scared to go to the next place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Nanette, do you have anything to add?
I do. And I am just trusting because what I am seeing out my window are these two block walls, but they are bigger than your standard block walls. And they are like the boundaries that you teach the adults.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm seeing pine cones on the ground where you're teaching the adults how to be firm and set boundaries and make it a safe place for children to live. And what all you do within these block walls, it's amazing. As simple as a block wall, it is tremendous, and it does make a tremendous impact in adults and children's lives to have boundaries. And
Absolutely.
That was the message I was to give to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It does. We feel out of control with our boundaries, right?
Exactly. And I'm looking, like, I have one in my backyard, and it's a small block wall, and my eyes went right over to my neighbor's, who has an extra high 8 or 10 foot high block wall, and it was like, you need to really teach them the boundaries because they're not taught growing up how to raise their children,
right,
or how to deal with children. You know, even if you're teaching like someone that's going to be a teacher in the future, I mean, teaching them that boundaries are so important is the message that I'm hearing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm complete.
Wonderful. I hope that helps.
It does. Thank you so much.
Hi, you're welcome. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right. And do you ladies have time for one more?
Yep.
I do, if you guys do.
All right, we're going to get to our last one, who is our beloved Tina. Hello, how are you?
Hey, ladies, I'm great. Now. Earlier in the week, not so much. Oh, breathing helped.
A lot.
Do you have a specific question, or do you want an angel's choice?
Just angel's choice. That's the smart move. They're going to tell me what I need to know anyway.
Yes, they are, Tina.
But you know what I'm hearing, Tina? I'm hearing you have this question in the back of your mind that you're mulling over. Is that correct?
Well, direction, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Aren't we all always looking for direction?
No, not necessarily.
Oh. There's always some little part of your world that is you're sitting there going, really? Okay. Could I get a little clearer picture, please?
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Oh, I really didn't want to come off my card box.
Interesting.
Did you want to go first on that, or are you still turning
that's
into
me,
your...
Nanette.
Well, I will if Nancy Sue's not ready, because maybe it will make more sense once I hear from Nancy Sue, because this is very interesting. Do you have something,
you...
Nancy Sue?
I do have something for Tina Marie. I'm hearing for you, honey, that you need to go within to walk alone at this moment in this space and time is a part of your and you're being asked to trust your knowingness to guide you through this passage. And my dear, this is your walk. It is a very personal walk on your journey to a destination that, when I say destination, I'm seeing, I want to say kind of like fireworks, but it's not fireworks. It's just this great, big, bright, shimmering, shining place that you are not only going to, but you are creating it. You're being asked to walk very steady with self-assurance. And when you find those moments that you have a little bit of fear that nudges you, that, oh, I can't do this, or, oh, I can't go there, I am hearing that you need to breathe in deeply and completely and take that next step, because that next step is going to take you into the unknown, the magnificent creation that is coming within you and around you. And I'm hearing that you need to remember to know in such a deep part of you that you are so protected from anything and everything. And you are going to be guided every step of the way. And I don't see you backing down. I don't see you being spooked. You're going to take that first step, and then it's going to be like you're flying forward. And you are so surrounded by clarity and awareness where, as you take each step, I can look down where that next step is coming. You're going to take it. And in this process that you're walking, there's going to be a little bit of chaos. But they're telling you when there's chaos, go within yourself, become silent, and breathe. And that breathing lesson in itself will be built, and you can join the herd and lead the way. And my dear, I am praying that this makes sense to you, that there's a hidden meaning in there for you. And with that, I am complete.
Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Huh? This is Nanette, and if I may layer on that, I needed someone to go first, though. Pulled from the angels, gods, and goddesses deck. And the card I pulled was the search, feeling lost, confused, and lonely. And I don't see you that way, you know, on the outside. However, they're telling me on the inside, you keep it hidden. It is something that you guard very, very, very well. But she is cloaked in like a vine. And there are these most beautiful lilac flowers on her left. Oh, it's coming alive. There's a lot of sunlight beaming down on her. You need to get out in the sunlight. You need to get out. I don't know what part of the country you live in. You're probably in snow right now, right?
No, actually, we have had sun this last week, and I have been so thankful and outside every second I can.
Well, what I'm hearing is to actually really, like, lay on the ground, connect with Mother Earth. I'm seeing in the future position there is help from the other side of the veil, be it spirit guides, be it archangels, be it transition loved ones, be it, they're being funny, be it light beings from another galaxy. Oh, yeah, they're showing me, like, it just went into, like, a spaceship, and now it went back. Be open. You're not lost. And you shouldn't feel confused. These are human emotions you're allowing yourself to play out. Let them do what they need to do. Release them. Ask for guidance to release them. And I'm hearing it's very important for you to be in the sun and to be with Mother Nature. Whether it's sitting outside, taking a walk, you're going to get inspiration. Yeah, there's going to be lots of inspiration when you're out in the sunlight. I don't know if you're aware, but the sun's rays, they have different lights, and we're made of lights, and we need the certain different spectrums of the light.
Right.
And the sun actually brings messages to us and to Mother Earth, and it's really shining for you to be in the sunlight, because there is a special ray that your body is going to be able to pick up.
Okay,
and they're
awesome.
They're just pulling this ray down with my hand, but I can't give it to you. You gotta seek it and get it yourself.
I know how to do that. I know how to
Good
do that.
Girl.
Thanks.
All right, and I feel very complete. You're doing awesome. You're beautiful. You look very confident on the outside. You look very, what's the word? It's innocent and pure. And you're ready for the information that you're about to receive.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was guided to pull from the Ascended Masters deck to see what Ascended Master you could pull forward, Tina, to work with right now. And I pulled this task card, and it simply says right. So as all this comes in and as you're processing your emotions, you know, just if you need to, just write it. And then, of course, that what you want to release, just burn under the moon, this card. It looks like it's lit up by the sunlight, but yet it's the moon, and it's so big and full and bright that it has it lit up like the daylight or the sunlight. So, and, of course, a very Egyptian theme. So I'm hearing, too, it's also ancestral connections and wisdom for you there to, you don't want to burn that. You want to keep that. But,
right.
But the yuck or anything that, you know, either you're feeling right now or that, you know, might get triggered, because in this card he is looking to the past with his one arm reached out. And I just feel, and again, with this energy and what it's just so,
bringing forth right now is just the final cord cutting of that stuff. So it's not like it's pulled tight by any means, and his arm is lifting kind of upward. So I just feel like you're just, you know, even though, especially at the beginning of the week, I know it felt like hell week for you.
Yeah.
You know, you're
yeah.
The visual I'm getting and I'm hearing, quite honestly, and of course, it's, you know, how the angels talk the way we hear them, and you're sifting through the shit right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like you put your hand, like, down in the sand, and at first, you know, when you first put it in the sand or even in the ground and dirt, it's hard. You know, it's kind of hard because you're breaking the surface and you're going within and, you know, you're penetrating down deep. But now you're coming out of it and the arm is lifting up and the soil or the sand is, you know, falling through your fingers with more, you know, the higher you lift it, the easier it falls out and through, and eventually there'll be nothing there and your arm is free again. So absolutely, you know, like I say, I just keep hearing you're just sifting through the shit. So.
Yeah, that's sort of what we thought earlier in the week.
yeah. So and I keep hearing it over and over, and I keep saying this is an angel radio show. I know we give messages the way that we the people need to hear them and receive them, but can I please not repeat this chant 50,000 times? Yeah, but you know, but that's just what I feel like. But I do feel, even as I give you this message, I actually feel the sand, or I want to say, my ego wants to say soil because you're in Arkansas, but my hand,
right,
is, or my soul is saying sand. So, you know, and with the ancestral ties, so it, you know, it might, maybe you're just,
right,
subconsciously clearing some karmic stuff too that, you know, we're not even aware of. But whatever it is, you're
true,
getting through it. Yeah, you know, and releasing.
I can have Nancy Sue ship me some sand.
There you go.
When she goes to the ocean.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that'll only cost us an arm and a leg, but hey, it's okay.
Yeah, you know, that's it.
It's all,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, just don't go looking for any in your yard because the cat might have been in there.
Exactly.
And then you'll be taking the whole thing literal, and we don't want to take it too literal.
Oh, true.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Y'all are
my
awesome.
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice, and you lift our spirits.
Too.
Oh, wonderful. Have a great night, my love.
You too,
love
baby.
Love you, Tina.
Love you.
Love you,
love
too.
You.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, my ladies. Nancy Sue, are you up to giving us a quick closing? We're almost 15 after the hour.
Wow.
I can and I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I ask everyone to close your eyes and go with what you feel and know at this moment. And I ask all of you to see this most amazing pure white light coming towards you. And as it says, feel that warmth coming from it. Feel it filling your body with love and warmth. Every inch of your body. And just relax into it. Now, see those beautiful swirls of gold coming towards you. As it gets closer, you see these swirls of gold getting bigger and bigger. And as they do, they begin swirling all around you, from your head right down your body, under your feet. And the feeling is lovely, very calming, very fulfilling. Now, go take a walk. Knowing you are totally protected, you're feeling lovely and totally relaxed. Look around you. It's evening time and the sun is starting to go down. Look at this beautiful image that is right in front of you as you are walking on this beautiful pathway. And look around you at all the beautiful trees, all of nature around you, breathing in all this bountiful bliss. Feel it not only on the outside of you, but within you. All of you, you are nature, and nature is you. Just let yourself keep walking. And as you do, look up to the sky. It's darkening by the minute, and you can see stars. There's only a few right now that you can see clearly, but
but there is one that particularly stands out to you. Sit down and gaze at this amazing star. It's okay. You have time to sit down and look at it again. Look at this enchanting sky and that one star. It's given you this amazing feeling. Feel the love and the comfort coming from the universe straight to you. Wow. What a feeling. Awesome. Truly awesome. Spend a few more minutes really taking in everything. Absorb it. Feel it. Remember, you are the universe, and the universe is you. You are so contented here. So contented and free. And oh, so loved. You begin to stand up now, and you're starting to walk, knowing this time you are, in fact, walking with the universe. Know that you always have the universe's support and love, no matter where you are. The universe and all its love it gives to you. Know that you are truly blessed by what you have just experienced and what you know you can always feel at any time. Take one more look around you, absorbing everything, all of what Mother Nature offers us. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and to become aware of your surroundings now, in the here and now. And once you are fully back, make sure that you drink some nice, good, fresh, pure water tonight and enjoy your evening. Blessed be. We love you all.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much,
so
Nancy
Sill.
Mhm. I needed that.
And love to all the listeners and to all the people that listen to the replay and get their nuggets of information. And ladies, thank you for putting up with me tonight with my throat. I hope I was people could understand me.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
We thank you all. And the three of us personally are off next week, but Carolyn will be on with her guest for the night. So be sure to come back next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for another round of fun. And hopefully the energy will be settled by the time we get back some. Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Love you all.